the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The renewable fuels industry is expressing frustration with the EPA's proposal to make additional cuts to biodiesel in the renewable fuel standard. According to Brownfield, Monty Shaw of Iowa Renewable Fuels Association warns it could have a ripple effect on the federal ethanol mandate. The EPA says it's concerned the expiration of biodiesel tax credit and a potential decline in biodiesel imports could cause domestic biodiesel prices to increase significantly. Shaw isn't buying that argument. Congress is being asked to tighten enforcement of conservation compliance, increase spending on conservation programs, and revise crop insurance rules to encourage more cover crops. According to AgriPulse, the request comes from the coalition of environmental groups joined by the National Farmers Union and National Sustainable Ag Coalition. The 8-page set of farm proposals calls for making the 2014 Farm Bill's sod saver provision nationwide. Currently limited to 6 states, the provision slashes crop insurance premium subsidies to farmers who convert native prairie to crop production. Senate Democrats are pushing Ag Department officials to support increased funding to boost rural economic development and fight the opioid crisis. In an AgriPulse report, ranking Ag Committee Democrat Senator Debbie Stabenow says rural communities are often the first to feel effects of an economic downturn and the last to see the impacts of an improving economy. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.